AFR On Demand is brought to you by Breck Golf. Try Beaver Creek today, just 20 minutes from downtown Baton Rouge in the Zachary area. They've got a PGA Tour driving range, a short game practice area, 30 to 40 yard practice shots. It's a great place to chip and putt and practice if you don't have time for a full round. Book your tee time today, golf.breck.org, golf.breck.org.
Matt Moscona.
I'm very important.
After further review.
Say one more time.
After further review with Matt Moscona.
And here we go.
ESPN Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria. Live from the Mercedes-Benz of Baton Rouge Studios.
That's
right.
And off we go. Welcome aboard. Glad you're with us, AFR. Presented by Insurance Network of Louisiana. I'm Matt.
Love you, Matt.
Paul O'Neill.
They're chanting Paul O'Neill's name.
Musu. And Mr. Toby Tom Blake. All right, we're here. Glad you are as well. Get out there and make it a good one. Peter Burns in about 15 minutes. Matty Hudak next hour. Talk about some film study with the Saints through three games now. A lot of questions about Jameis Winston. We talked about it a bunch yesterday on the show, and the recurring question seems to be, is it decision-making? Is it the injury? Is it just accuracy? I want to delve into some of that with Matty 1 hour from right now. Sean Salisbury in hour three, so we're looking forward to that. Hey, Muse.
Yo.
Did you watch Monday Night Football?
I did watch Monday Night Football. Yeah. I did. Well, halfway. First half was just absolutely atrocious.
Did you catch final?
I did see the final score, yeah, 23-16. Ooh.
Easy for you to say.
Right, exactly. Breeze through that one.
Who won?
The Dallas Cowboys won, Matt. Some would say America's team, though some would be wrong, but some might say that.
Who was quarterbacking Dallas in that game?
Dak Prescott's backup.
Does Dak Prescott's backup have a name?
I wouldn't know. No, I don't know. Mm. He's pretty, like, I don't think he's that well known.
I know his name.
Oh, do you?
Known him a long time.
No, you haven't.
Dear friend.
No.
Been a big supporter.
Wrong.
From day one. My boy Coop, 21 of 31 for 215, a tutty and no interceptions out there. Doing what he's done since, he and I were growing up side by side
that
in the
did
mean
not
streets
happen.
Of Lansing, Michigan.
You grew up in New Orleans.
Not true. I was born in New Orleans.
You were born in New Orleans.
I lived there till I was seven, and then I moved to Baton Rouge.
It's not Lansing.
Well, we would take
it's actually very far from Lansing.
We would spend our summers there.
No.
That's how we first became acquainted.
And that did not happen ever.
And I'm going to tell you what, I couldn't be more proud as if Coop was my own brother. Sometimes, that's what I call him sometimes. I call him brother because he feels like it. That's how close we are.
You know his name. You have never met him.
Factually inaccurate. I'd like to see you prove it. Prove that, Muse.
I'd like to see you prove that you have met
him. You're the one who's making the accusation, friend. You're the one who's making the accusation. The burden of proof falls upon the accuser. And you're saying I don't know him, so I need you to prove that I don't. That's exactly what I thought. And boy, Coop, just keep going out there and doing what we always did back on the playground back in the day, Coop. Just keep doing you. Scoring them dubs, throwing them touchdowns and such. Muse is just a hater. That's all there is to it. All right, Peter Burns, congrats to Cooper Rush, my dear friend, Cooper Rush. What?
You don't know him. Boy, we go through this way more than we ever should.
I love all the tweets, too. Every single time Coop does something, they just remind you. They remind you, Muse, of just how wrong you are. Hey, we're keeping an eye on Hurricane Ian. When Brian Kelly met with reporters yesterday, he did. Can you play this from Muse? It's 10 from yesterday. Brian Kelly kind of just gave a thumbnail that they're monitoring the storm.
We've talked about a game plan in terms of what it might look like. You know, hopefully that's going to pass through. We're going to get probably some rain of some kind, and that'll be our first time in that kind of element. It's a grass situation. So, you know, you put those plans together relative to what that would look like if, in fact, we did get hit with some severe rain.
Back in 2016, when Hurricane Matthew hit, Notre Dame was playing a game on the East Coast. I believe it was the Clemson. No, I'm sorry. It was NC State. Actually, I have it here. Notre Dame was playing NC State. They played it in Raleigh, and boy, it was just in the deluge. So this isn't anything that's completely new to Brian Kelly, preparing to play in what could be tropical conditions, even though he was at Notre Dame. And they've done this before, and obviously it's something that LSU is unfortunately all too familiar with, playing in these types of situations. But when you kind of look at the forecast, it's quite possible that by Saturday, afternoon, certainly Saturday evening, when LSU is playing, that storm could have already passed. There may be remnants of the southern part, but LSU-Auburn could actually dodge all of this by the time they tee it up and kick it off. The same isn't exactly true for much of the state of Florida, and obviously we're hoping for the best for everybody in Florida and everyone in the storm's path. I'm not sure if you saw this, but there have already been some schedule changes as a result of the storm. South Carolina's game against South Carolina State has been moved to Thursday. They're not going to play it on Saturday. They're going to move it up a couple days to Thursday. And Florida is going to play Eastern Washington on Sunday. They have made that announcement that the Florida Gators are moving their game to Sunday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central on the SEC Network. Well, that's something, isn't it? Wait. Am I reading that right? Is Florida, am I reading this right? Florida? Sunday? They're moving the game? Huh. The same Florida that in 2016 wouldn't move the game with LSU to accommodate with Hurricane Matthew coming in? Huh, that's interesting. You know, sometimes it takes 6 years of waiting. But the University of Florida, namely former AD Jeremy Foley and everyone associated, deserves a gigantic middle finger right in the face today for what happened 6 years ago. Sometimes you got to wait to throw that ha and throw them double birds right in their face, but this is one of those days. And I want to be very clear. Everyone who's in the path of the storm, hope everybody's safe. Get out of the way of the storm, first of all. But if you forgot what happened 6 years ago, LSU tried to bend over backwards to get that game played anywhere. Offered to fly in the day of the game, fly out the day of the game, play it at a neutral site, play it in Baton Rouge, play it on Sunday. Tried everything. And Jeremy Foley's whole thing was, nope, if we're not playing it right at the time it's scheduled in Gainesville, we're not playing it. He wouldn't budge. And ultimately the game got canceled or postponed from that day. And from that point, LSU wouldn't budge. And because Joe Oliva was a PR nightmare, LSU was made to be the heavy in that whole situation. When in actuality, about a dozen games. Actually, I have the list right here. Georgia and South Carolina got moved. Old Dominion, UMass got moved to Friday. FAU against Charlotte got postponed to Sunday. UCF Tulane got postponed as well. They played it in Orlando. It was originally scheduled for Friday, but they moved it to Saturday. Albany against Charleston Southern. Bethune-Cookman at SC State. UNA against Florida Tech. All got altered as well as a result of Hurricane Matthew back in 2016. But Florida, the Gators, were complete a-holes and wouldn't play ball at all because they didn't want to give up their home game and disadvantage themselves in any way. Never mind the fact that that's what happens, unfortunately. 2005, LSU played a home game at Arizona State. They also played on a Monday night against Tennessee when Tennessee flew in the day of the game and flew out because of Hurricane Rita. 2008, LSU played at 10 a.m. against Appalachian State because Gustav was coming. In 2015, the McNeese State game got canceled. 2015, South Carolina had flooding in Columbia, played a home game in Baton Rouge as a result. This is what you do. It's unfortunate when it happens, but it's what you do. And this is a reminder that Florida were gigantic a-holes back in 2016. They wanted to play it their way or no way, and ultimately it created a very messy situation. And some of the things we learned from that situation then was Joe Oliva was a public relations nightmare, as he proved to be over and over again throughout his career. And Greg Sankey had just become the commissioner of the SEC. And he was a very weak commissioner at that point because Foley ran over him at that point. And thank God for Herb Vincent, because Herb Vincent's the one who stepped up and said, hey, if you don't play 8 conference games, you can't play in the SEC championship game. And that's why, ultimately, Florida decided to play ball and play that game in Baton Rouge that season. Just a reminder, 6 years later, of what we all knew then and was reinforced today by the same school that refused to budge then and is doing so now because their opponent is Eastern Washington, because if it was anybody else, no doubt they wouldn't be willing to budge whatsoever. Or maybe that was just Jeremy Foley, who was a gigantic a-hole. But to the entire University of Florida community, double birds to you a-holes today, 6 years coming. It's after further review. We'll grab a quick break. Peter Burns of the SEC Network is next.
AFR.
Tuesday shows are brought to you by Insurance Network of Louisiana. You know where to find them, 293-0450, 293-0450, or lainsurance.net. Better coverage for less money. They're there right now. Great time to give them a call. Call them right now, 293-0450. A lot of Louisiana residents, certainly over the past year, have seen their insurance companies leave the state. If that's you and you're searching for an insurance provider, let Insurance Network of Louisiana help. I love this testimonial. Came in, AFR listener named Joseph, had been with Allstate for 38 years, was drastically overpaying. They ultimately saved him $2,600 for the same annually for the same coverage that he was getting. Easy process. My friends at Insurance Network of Louisiana can help. Stop overpaying to be underinsured. Call 293-0450. 293-0450 or lainsurance.net.
After further review with Matt Moscona, presented by Insurance Network of Louisiana, call for a free quote to see how much you can save. 293-0450. After further review with Matt Moscona, ESPN Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria.
Welcome aboard, Peter Burns of the SEC Network. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, although I'm a huge miscalculation earlier today, Moscone. I decided to go to the gym to get my fat, dad bod into shape.
Yes.
And then they have this little thing where you can drop off your kids. So my daughter, Bo, wanted to go. So I was like, all right, you know what? Let's go. We'll go early. So we go, we show up, and we get here at 3 o'clock. And the little place doesn't open for the kids until 4.
Ooh.
So literally me and Bo, I've been trying to indoctrinate her. I've been showing her I got her an account on Tiger Droppings. We've been looking at old school, Dalton Hilliard and Tommy Hodson videos. So I'm trying to work her over and get the propaganda working here to bring her back from the dark side of being a Bama fan.
Yeah, man. So for those that don't know, Peter's wife is an Alabama fan, so they are very much a house divided, so constantly fighting over their kids' allegiance. What are you teaching Bo about playing 11 a.m. games against top 10 opponents in Baton Rouge?
Buddy, I was so despondent because my wife went to the UNM game, and she was just like, because she graduated. She got her master's degree from New Mexico, and she was like, all right, I got to go. So she went to the game, and it crushed me because, I just miss it. Being in the studio, I don't get a chance to go to games. So she's like, all right, you're going. I don't care what you got to do. Take a weekend off or going to a game. And she's like, well, let's go to the Bama game. And I was like, I don't know how competitive that one might be this year. But I said, how about Tennessee or Ole Miss? And I was literally getting ready to tell Dario, he's working in the studio on Saturday. I was getting ready to buy the ticket. And then I saw the dreaded 11 a.m. kickoff. And I'm like, I was not a happy camper. We'll put it that way. Like, the fact that CBS chose, for whatever reason, and I believe they went back-to-back on their picks where they have afternoon and night picks.
Yeah.
For them to pick Georgia-Auburn, which I don't see being within 30 points of that game, over LSU-Tennessee is incredible. And Vol fans are pumped up about it. Like, they're so excited that they don't have to face a loud crowd in Tiger Stadium.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what type of crowd does show up and show out. Last year's Florida game was 11 a.m., and it was a great atmosphere. But there's no doubt, like, they had an opportunity to create a really cool, like, I mean, Pete, you know this. I mean, it's just, in this day and age, 100,000-seat stadiums, the home viewing experience, what it is, traffic being so bad, people just don't come. You will get maybe one or two games a year that are, like, full-throat feel like Tiger Stadium. And that had a chance to be one of them. They ruined it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's the case. And that's one of the reasons why, I mean, I cannot wait until we expedite this situation to where all of those games are going to be under the ESPN umbrella. You know, I mean, think what you want, but I mean, there's a reality of whenever ESPN gets those games, we want to put them on in the afternoon or a night game as much as possible for LSU. So, because it's different. It's a difference maker. And then the fact that opposing coaches look at this and say they just as soon rather play, you know, Tennessee, or they rather play LSU at noon, that's a game changer for them as well. But that's a fun as heck team to watch, man. I'll tell you what, like, them getting over the Florida hump was monstrous for Josh Heupel and this crew.
You know, there's no question. I mean, you felt like if you couldn't get that one at home against Florida, like, when are you ever going to be able to get one?
Maybe
like shoe on the other foot with Auburn. LSU going to Jordan Hare this weekend. You got to read on that one, Pete. Like, I mean, I get Auburn's bad. I get it. But, I mean, there's been one time in my lifetime where LSU went to Jordan Hare and won by double figures. That was 1998 with an outgoing Terry Bowden. I mean, bro, it's the hard place to play, man.
It's crazy because it's when you try to take a, you know, you can tell, Matt, you've been around it enough. You can tell when teams quit versus they're not very good. And I didn't get a sense that there was a quit in Auburn against Missouri. I just felt like they weren't very good. In fact, I almost, in a weird way, Brian Harsin kind of is like living this YOLO life where it's like, hey, man, I don't think I'm going to be here next year. Like, you know, let's just go ball out. Let's go have some fun. And the problem is they just don't have the playmakers that they traditionally do. I mean, like, who scares you on this roster? Outside of Tank Bigsby, who on that roster is like, man, we got to make sure this guy is in check. I maybe Jarquez Hunter, even him, because the offensive line is putrid. I there's nothing that scares me about this Auburn team other than the fact that they don't really care right now, because I think they're all kind of, you know, fitting for themselves.
Do you think that that's competitive Saturday at Jordan Hare?
I'm trying to take the homer out of me, right? The kid born and raised in Port Allen, Louisiana, thinks about it going, this will be the second time Moscona sees a double digit victory down to the plane. But the issue that I have is that, again, I don't see the quit in this Brian Harsin team. And I think that when you have a team that has necessarily nothing to lose, then I got to figure out, are we going to see Jaden Daniels, the guy that we normally see kind of progress in the third and fourth quarter? Are we going to see him right off the bat? And I think that's the one thing I've missed at LA, against a good quality opponent that I haven't seen, is how do you show up from opening kickoff ready to kick somebody's you-know-what? You know, it's one thing to do it against Southern. It's one thing to do it against New Mexico. But, I mean, this is another SEC opponent. Like, I want to see if Daniels can feel comfortable in the mix of the game from the first 6 minutes of the game as opposed to after halftime when everything, the adrenaline, the flow is kind of slowed down.
What outside of LSU Auburn, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
I'm trying to figure out what the hell happens between Kentucky and Ole Miss. I look at both of these teams and I'm like, seventh ranked Kentucky? Like, I like Kentucky. I've been on the bandwagon for Stoops for a while now, but I'm like, I don't think this is one of the best Kentucky teams that they've had. Now, I will say this, they have arguably one of the best wide receiver core. I think Kentucky football has a better wide receiver room right now than Alabama football does. I'm being dead serious. The Berrian Brown is that good. Dane Key is awesome. You look at Tavion Robinson, they're fantastic. But their offensive line is not very good. And I haven't seen enough out of Ole Miss. I mean, Matt, are you buying Ole Miss right now? I know they're running the ball well, but they haven't played anybody with a heartbeat, really.
Not yet, but dude, we talked about it. Like, they could, if they get past Kentucky, they should be 7-0 going to Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I mean, and again, that is a situation where I think Ole Miss this year only gets better as time goes on. Because, I mean, listen, they got like 142 different transfers that they're still trying to figure out. I don't even know if they know each other's names.
Right.
I think they just go by numbers right there in Oxford right now. And yet it works. And it's so weird, too, the state of Mississippi. You got state that throws the ball 85% of the time, and you've got the school up north in Oxford that runs the ball 85%
of
the time.
Ooh, look at you with the school up north.
Yeah, TSUN. TSUN. I learned that from Dan Mullen back before he decided to go over to the bigger britches over in Gainesville.
How did that work?
Hey, he's with us now. He's doing a great job.
Doing a good job. Get that little TV gig.
It's always hard the first year these guys, because like this happened with Chizik with us. Like with Dan, Dan's really good. He gives us some insight, but he's not really telling us, like, he's not like cutting through yet.
Yeah.
And because, you know that he probably is going to get back into coaching. Like, I remember when Chiz thought he was out of coaching, like, he would just be like, all right, boys, let me tell you what I really think. And I mean, that's what's great is when you're not trying to protect the next paycheck. And, Dan's still got a couple more years. I'm curious if Georgia Tech would go look at Dan a little bit. You know, I'm kind of curious to see what Georgia Tech does now with Collins out.
Which of the – Peter Burns is with us, by the way, on behalf of Blue Delta Jeans, on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. Of the three Power 5 jobs open right now, Nebraska, Georgia Tech, Arizona State, which is the most appealing to you?
Arizona State.
Why?
I think just in the fact of it being in the Pac-12, outside of USC, I don't see anybody else building kind of something that resembles like a juggernaut. I mean, if you do it in Nebraska, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if the name, image, and likeness, I don't know the recruiting wise, I don't think you can make that team great again. For Arizona State, I think you can make it quirky. You can have a boatload of fun. And I think you've got a path through the 12-team playoff in a couple of years where you could easily get to the second-best team. And for Atlanta, I just think that as long as Kirby and as long as SEC coaches are in that area code, you ain't got a chance. They might as well go back to running the triple option right now. And people are saying, oh, Deion will work there. I'm like, there's no way. Like, Deion's going to go to a place where they're like, Deion, whatever you want, you get. Mm. Like basically what they did in Athens to Kirby. Like, carte blanche. Here's the credit card. Go do it. Georgia Tech's not going to do that with Deion. And I'm fascinated to see where he rolls to next.
Are you not – so I talked about this yesterday. Georgia Tech is at least appealing, Pete, because – you can recruit just the state of Georgia. Even if you're not getting the best players that Georgia's getting, you can just recruit Atlanta. But it's incredible that they don't do it. Like, they haven't been. I mean, this team has won a national championship more recently than Notre Dame has. Like, and they have they have a great recruiting base. Like, just recruit Georgia. It's stunning to me how bad Georgia Tech is. That's the one I can't figure out why they can't turn it around.
And here's the thing, with Georgia kind of taking that next level step, Georgia's doing what Clemson did a great job by killing all the recruiting and crushing it when they were on the up and up, like whenever they were rising, because they owned that South Carolina, kind of Georgia area. They were getting these regional kids. But then now they became a national brand. With Georgia becoming a national brand, Georgia's looking for the best linebacker out of New Jersey, a quarterback out of California, the kid out of Florida, like – They can almost overlook a bunch of 3- and 4-star talent that Georgia Tech can get. The problem is, I don't know if the administration there is willing to buy in. Like you have to be like, there's programs that are buying in, right? A&M buys in, and yet coaching staff, I don't know if Jimbo has truly adapted enough. So there's one thing to have the school buy in. It's another thing to go all in and have success. And I don't think you'll be able to get that at Georgia Tech.
Is A&M on upset alert this weekend in Starkville?
I mean, is it an upset in a weird way? Like, when I look at kind of where the numbers lie, I think people like Mississippi State, which, again, I got to go hang out with your guys over at the sports book and figure out. I just want to sit behind the scenes of these odds makers and just be like, tell me what you see here. Mm-hmm. Like, I know the Anaya Smith injury is bad and it changes their offense, but why would you put State favored other than the fact that they're at home against Texas A&M? I can't get it.
A&M can't play?
I honestly, I mean, that's what it is. It's truly amazing. It reminds me of shades of LSU when we have all these great athletes, yet you did not have a dynamic offense. And each and every week you're like, are we really going to win another game 17-14?
Yep.
I mean, you're winning games, but I'm like, I mean, when Nick Saban said, I need Lane Kiffin, despite probably hating his guts, because I got to move into a fast-paced offense that's electric, you know if he's making that switch, it's time for Jimbo to give away the reins of play calling and give it to somebody who can play call in 2022. And as an LSU fan, I got to be honest with you, I'm glad he's stubborn and won't give up the play calling duties, because that puts a governor switch on that team.
That's a great point. Peter Burns with us on behalf of Blue Delta Jeans. You're going to be in studio this weekend, yeah?
I'm going to be in studio, and yeah, looking forward to that. And then what's the other? There was one other big game. What am I missing here?
Bama Arkansas. Games?
Yeah, and it's funny because I was wondering if game day would have been there. And it could have been 2 weeks that the SEC team got hosed on game day, because remember, they were going to go to A&M game.
Yeah.
And then they didn't because they lost to App State. And then I think they were going to go to Fayetteville. And then all of a sudden, you know, they end up losing that game because of the upright being the long.
Hey, man.
You saw that I've never seen anything like that. It's crazy.
Doinkin went off the top of the upright as a first, but at the same time, look, I've affectionately called them the Arkin frauds for 2 years now. They're not ready to take a step and be an elite program. It shouldn't have even come down to that in that ball game.
Yeah, I mean, again, they remind me a little bit of Kentucky this year. And but the problem is, Matt, I mean, you go back and look at college football, like, who else? You know, I mean, you got maybe five or six teams, and everything else from, like, yeah, 6 to 25 I could throw in the mix, and it's just like this, you know, jambalaya of, like, a pretty good team. You know, pick whatever you want. I can't figure it out.
I get it, dude. Like, you win games, you're going to be ranked high. But to your point about A&M and Mississippi State, I mean, A&M's ranked, but Mississippi State's the favorite going into this game. That is why, my friend, as they say, they play the games. He's Peter Burns on Twitter, at Peter Burns ESPN. Are you going to come in, or are you not coming in for Tennessee?
I'm not coming into Tennessee. If I'm going to use the get out of jail free card for the SEC network, I feel like I got to do it at least 3:30. Like, I mean, right. Again, I would like to do it. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I'm hoping the Ole Miss game will be that one.
Look at the schedule that week, Pete. Ole Miss is going to be the 2:30 Central game. I mean, there's nothing else.
But never underestimate the television executives trying to do something stupid. And occasionally they do that over there. So.
Says a man who works for a television network.
Yeah, but we're the good one. We're the right one.
He is Peter Burns. On Twitter, at Peter Burns ESPN, with us every Tuesday. Thanks, dude.
See you, buddy.
All right, man. We'll see you. Brought to you by DraftKings. By the way, if you do want to bet on the LSU, Auburn, or the Mississippi State, Texas A&M game, you can do it at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Remember, use the promo code Baton Rouge. If you're a new customer, bet just $5 on any football game. Let me say this again slowly. New customer, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code Baton Rouge. Bet just $5 on any football game. If the team you pick wins, they'll give you $200 in free bets. I mean, pick Bama to beat Arkansas. They do. Just bet just $5. I can give you $200 in free bets. Doesn't matter. Money line play on any game. Doesn't matter. That the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And be sure to use the promo code Baton Rouge. 21 and older, physically present in Louisiana. Select parishes only. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in required. Parlay and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms. Licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Gambling problem? Call 1-770-STOP. All right, 27 minutes. We'll check in with Maddie Hudak. Talk some Saints. Maddie was good enough to join us all through our training camp. Give us our camp reports. Doing a lot of film study. Want to talk to Maddie about, I really want to talk about Jameis. Like, is it accuracy? Is he not setting protections? Is he not making the right reads? Like, what is film study showing? We'll get into that with Maddie in about a little less than 30 minutes from right now. Sean Salisbury with us in hour three. Ton to do, and glad you're here. It's AFR.
AFR.
Brought to you by the Baton Rouge General Hospital, brgeneral.org. That's brgeneral.org. I mean, Lord knows, hope you never need emergency care, but if you do, of course, you can pick where an ambulance takes you for emergency care. You can choose where you go. choose the Baton Rouge General. The Mid-City location, which opened their ER mid-COVID. The Bluebonnet campus right there near I-10. Of course, the Ascension Neighborhood Hospital. That means if you're in Ascension Parish, you now have emergency care in Ascension Parish, which has never happened before until they opened up the Ascension Neighborhood Hospital. You can see the back of it facing I-10. It's the Baton Rouge General Hospital. Express care locations as well. That's walk-in urgent care 7 days a week. So if you want to bypass the ER, if you don't need emergency care, but you need urgent care, go to the Baton Rouge General Hospital express care locations. Learn more online. See wait times online at brgeneral.org. That's brgeneral.org for the Baton Rouge General Hospital, part of the Mayo Clinic Care Network.
After further review with Matt Moscona, presented by Insurance Network of Louisiana, call for a free quote to see how much you can save. 293-0450. After further review with Matt Moscona, ESPN Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria.
I'm going around the SEC here in just a quick second. In about 30 minutes, Auburn announced, and you're going to hear this in around the SEC, their starting center is out 6 to 8 weeks. That bodes very well for LSU in this week. So I want to go into that matchup, the Auburn offensive line against the LSU defensive front. We're going to get to that in about 30 minutes from right now. Brian Harsin, though, met with the media on Monday. And listen, I mean, Auburn in some respects had no business winning that game. If Missouri's kicker makes what amounts to a PAT, Missouri wins that game, and Harsin's probably not the coach anymore. If the Missouri running back doesn't stretch the ball out at the goal line, Missouri likely wins in overtime. So that's the reality of what's facing Auburn right now. The coexisting reality also is that it's clear Auburn is playing hard, and if you look at the post-game locker room celebration, they were fired up to win that game no matter how it went down. Here's what Brian Harsin said about his team's mentality right now.
I think the guys are in a good place right now as far as where we need to be going into this week and playing another SEC opponent, and we're looking forward to getting these guys back on Tuesday and ready to practice.
I mean, you look at the locker room video, if you're watching, we're showing right there, it's on the Auburn Twitter. The dudes are like spraying water bottles all over the locker room. Brian Harsin's jumping into his players' arms. I mean, y'all, this was a win over Missouri. This was a nail-biter overtime win over a bad Missouri team, and they're celebrating like they just upset the number one team in the country. Like, in some respects, this shows that that team has a lot of give-a-damn. It's one thing, I think Peter said this, it's right. It's one thing if you're bad. It's another one you've quit. Like, LSU a year ago, the football team quit a year ago. Like, LSU had 10 players drafted off that team a year ago. 10! That went 6-6. They quit on their coach. They quit against Ole Miss, except for maybe Damone Clark. They quit against Kentucky. They quit. They quit on their coach. It was over. I don't think Auburn's quit. I just think they're not very good. Which makes for an uncomfortable road game for LSU head to Jordan-Hare on Saturday. All right, it's After Further Review. We're brought to you by Mold Zero USA, mold-zerousa.com. That's mold-zerousa.com. Check them out online. They service the entire greater New Orleans and greater Baton Rouge areas, including the North Shore. So you go to the website, you'll see at the top of the website the Baton Rouge number and the New Orleans number. So no matter where you are, you'll call the office near you. Mold-zerousa.com. If you have mold, odors, other pathogens, Mold Zero is a patented, non-toxic, dry fog treatment process. So you're only inconvenienced to be out of your home for as long as it takes to dry. Again, it's non-toxic. So this is perfectly safe for you, for your family, for your pets. And it works. It's incredibly effective. And we're talking about little to no demolition. You're not cutting sheetrock. It's going to get in there and it's going to kill the mold. Mold-zerousa.com. Again, mold-zerousa.com for Mold Zero USA. All right, it's After Further Review. Do it every day about this time. Let's go around the SEC.
Around the SEC, presented by Gulf Coast Office Products. Excellence in Imaging Solutions. The Florida Gators
If you missed it earlier, Florida has moved its game with Eastern Washington from Saturday to Sunday in Gainesville with the threat of Hurricane Ian at Florida's coast. The game was announced, the change was announced earlier Tuesday. So they'll still play at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, noon Eastern, on ESPN Plus, SEC Network Plus. Florida's canceled classes, the university has, from Wednesday through Friday. That's one of a handful of games already impacted by the storm.
The South Carolina Gamecocks.
Another game impacted, of course, is South Carolina. They've announced they are moving their game against South Carolina State up to Thursday night at Williams-Brice Stadium. It'll kick off at 7 Eastern. It was scheduled to be a Saturday at noon at Williams-Brice. South Carolina beat Charlotte last week to improve to 2-2. They were planning a reunion of Steve Spurrier's 2010 to 2013 teams. That has been postponed.
The Auburn Tigers.
As we mentioned, Auburn has lost now its second center, Tate Johnson. Surgery on his left elbow. He'll be out 6 to 8 weeks minimum. Could be done for the year. Jaleel Irvin will replace Johnson, who went down against Missouri. Avery Jernigan is also getting work at center. Johnson had taken over for sixth-year center Nick Brams, who retired from football just before the season opener. By the way, TJ Finley is also scheduled to practice this week for Auburn.
The Texas A&M Aggies.
A&M's down its top receiver. Anias Smith is going to miss the rest of the season with a leg injury. The senior sustained the injury while blocking during the third quarter of Saturday's win against Arkansas. Smith's father said he has a fracture in his leg. Anais Smith served as a captain in 2021. He started each of the past four seasons for Texas A&M, and he's rated as the number 114 overall prospect for this spring's NFL draft.
The Georgia Bulldogs.
And Georgia's getting some good news on the injury front in advance of their game Saturday against Missouri. Kirby Smart said he's hopeful that receivers A.D. Mitchell and Arian Smith will be available after missing last week's game against Kent State. Also, it's possible that defensive lineman Jalen Carter could play against Missouri. Carter's had a nagging ankle injury. He is a possible top overall pick for next year's draft. Smart wouldn't say, though, if defensive back Javon Bullard would miss time. Remember, he was arrested over the weekend and charged with DUI. All right, there you have it. That is Around the SEC, presented by Gulf Coast Office Products. Shout out to our guy, Trey Beal, and our friends at Gulf Coast Office Products. Online at gcopnet.com, gcopnet.com for Gulf Coast Office Products. Face-to-face sales, service after the sale, the official office equipment provider of LSU Athletics, and they have held that distinction now for 20 years. That's right, Gulf Coast Office Products celebrating 20 years as a partner of LSU Athletics. Also, official office equipment provider of the Saints, the Pelicans, and the ULL Raging Cajuns. It's Gulf Coast Office Products. GCOPnet.com for Gulf Coast Office Products. All right, it's after further review. Remember, you can always email us. You can tweet us at Matt Moscone. You can jump in the Bayou Ford YouTube chat. You can text us in the 225 at 396-4400, 396-4400, 396-4400. Lots of ways that you can get involved in the show, so feel free to do it. When we come back, I mentioned Hurricane Ian threatening and already impacting a lot of college games. Saints may be about to catch another break there with Tampa being impacted by Hurricane Ian. We'll delve into some of those particulars when we come back to wrap up hour number one. Stick around. It's AFR.
AFR.
If you've listed your home for sale by owner because you don't want to pay a commission, you need to call Darren James. Because Darren James has a marketing plan that allows you to hire him to sell your home for free. It's the Buy One, List One free program through Darren James & Associates, powered by eXp Realty. It's exactly as it sounds. If you hire Darren to represent you on the purchase of your new home, he will list your home for free, no commission. So right now, if you're one of the hundreds of people on FSBOBR right now with your home listed for sale by owner because you don't want to pay a commission, here's your opportunity to hire the realtor that sells more real estate than anyone in our market and not pay him a commission. It's Darren James. 335-7666. Call him now. That's his cell. 335-7666 or agent225.com.
Think real estate. Think Darren James.
Yeah.
After further review with Matt Moscona, presented by Insurance Network of Louisiana. Call for a free quote to see how much you can save. 293-0450. After further review with Matt Moscona, ESPN Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria.
Man, the Saints may be about to catch another break. I know it doesn't feel like this team has been super fortunate early in the season so far with some of the injuries. Obviously, the injury to Jameis. Kamara's missed a game. Taysom Hill missed this most recent game. And when you look at the schedule now at 1-2, having to go across the pond to take on Minnesota, and then you don't get the bye after that game. There's a lot of things I understand where you say lucky. I mean, they've been lucky at all. Well, the Mike Evans fight certainly was the turning point in the game against Tampa. I'm not saying that's why the Saints lost. We've been over this. But that was a turning point in the game. But it also cost Mike Evans the game against Green Bay. And without Mike Evans, the Tampa offense continued to struggle. And they lost to Green Bay at home just 14-12. They put up 12 points. So far on the season, Tampa scored 19 against Dallas, 20 against the Saints, and 12 at home against the Packers. They are just not a good offense. And now this week comes, and they're facing even more adversity. Tampa is. With Hurricane Ian moving over Florida's West Coast Wednesday and then into Thursday, Tampa is, the Buccaneers are relocating to Miami. So Miami's playing a road game on Thursday night, so Tampa is going to go to Miami and prepare at their facility. And then they're going to wait and see what happens with this storm. It is possible, depending on what happens with Hurricane Ian in the Tampa area, that the game on Sunday could be relocated to a neutral site. And they're playing Kansas City. The Bucs are playing the Chiefs this weekend. It's scheduled for Sunday night football in Tampa. But what's being said is they will not play it in Miami, even though the Dolphins, who play on Thursday against Cincinnati, won't be there. What they're saying is a possibility is that it could be moved somewhere in the Midwest, for example, Minneapolis. Of course, the Vikings are in London to take on the Saints, so the Viking stadium would be open, similar to a year ago when the Saints opened up against Green Bay and had to move their game out of New Orleans. They played in Jacksonville in the opener. You find a neutral site. So it may be to where Tampa plays a, air quotes, home game in Minnesota this week against Kansas City. So I get it. The Saints haven't had a lot go right for them, but Tampa playing Green Bay without Mike Evans, and now the storm, which obviously you hope just there's no loss of life or property, but Lord knows the Saints and everybody around here has had to deal with plenty of this, and it's kind of impacting Tampa at a time where they're struggling as it is. By the way, Tom Brady on his podcast, his Let's Go podcast, talked about the storm. And look, I mean, for a guy who's spent really all of his career up in New England, the Hurricanes are new to him. Here's what he said.
I don't think Tampa is probably, I don't think any place is very well suited for a hurricane to hit. But everyone in this area will be in our thoughts and prayers as we go through it. I know our team is going to have to adjust, go to Miami and practice there for the week. And then hopefully we can come back later in the week and play against the Chiefs Sunday night. So a lot of things can happen in a short period of time. And I think it's suited for all of us to stay adaptable to the situation. I don't think that anyone's really prepared for this. I know I've been preparing all morning. I get all my stuff outside, try to put it inside, try to get all the stuff on the ground level up a little bit higher. I'm right here on the bay. So they're talking about pretty high storm surges, and it's a scary thing. I will say that it's a scary thing when it really hits your doorstep.
Do we really think Tom Brady's the one getting all of his stuff outside, inside? I mean, he's got a massive house too.
Absolutely not.
I mean, he's got,
no.
He's like,
the man just lied. He just lied.
Getting all the staff to come move all this stuff. Have you seen Tom Brady's house on the bay?
It's huge.
I need to pull up a picture of this. The Tom Brady's house in Tampa that he's renting is, because wasn't it Jeter's house? Wasn't that
it was,
thing?
Yeah.
It's just a massive estate right there on the water. I'm trying to find a picture of it, but it doesn't matter. One more, though, from Tom Brady. This was him talking about the offensive struggles that Tampa has had so far.
There's a lot of things that we're just not doing well, consistently well. We're not making enough yards in the run game. We're not converting on third down. We're not scoring in the red area. I mean, all of it comes down to scoring points. The one thing you know about football is every sport, in the end of the day, you're trying to score more points than the other team. And you can only do that by getting the ball in the end zone. You can only do that by marching the ball down the field unless you get a big play. If you march the ball down the field, you really can't have a lot of negative plays that impact you. And I think between our penalties and our turnovers, we've done our offense a disservice because we're just not able to consistently do the right thing in order to score points.
22nd in passing offense, 25th in rushing offense, 22nd in scoring offense. They're just not good. But they're first in the NFL in scoring defense at just 9 points a game. By the way, here's Tom Brady's house. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see these pictures. But if not, you can just go Google them. Like, this is the compound, Derek Jeter's compound that Tom Brady bought for like $22 million. Do you think Tom Brady is getting all of the stuff outside off of this compound up off the bay? And I doubt very seriously. A beautiful home, though. All right, Matty Hudak joins us next. We'll talk some Saints. It's AFR.
AFR.
We're brought to you by Relief Windows and ReliefWindows.com, 288-8138, 288-8138, or ReliefWindows.com. Sheesh. How much, maybe you should ask Brandon Holly, pull this picture up, Brian, Paulie, how much it would cost for Tom Brady to replace all of the windows in this company? that is an annual, like, budget maker. It's incredible, that compound. Anyway, Relief Windows, 288-8138, 288-8138, or ReliefWindows.com. Windows, doors, siding, Relief Windows, and ReliefWindows.com. That's energy-efficient replacement windows. No matter what time of year it is, if it's hot or cold outside, you want to prevent those costly air leaks. Get these perfectly framed windows for your home that are energy-efficient, that are going to reduce those costly air leaks. So beautiful entry doors. We always tell you about Hardy Plank and Vinyl Siding. Change the exterior look of your home in less than 14 days from the time you call. It's Relief Windows, 288-8138, or online at ReliefWindows.com.